Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to break down how to build and see your positive future. If you are someone that just doesn't know where to go, is confused, or feels lost about what to do next to create a positive life, then this is going to be an episode for you, because we're going to break down how to do it, how to create that vision and really be fulfilled each and every day with what you do. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that you can receive the message that you need to hear today to get you in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you were surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So this is one of those ones where you're definitely going to have to listen all the way through, because I've gone through this a few times in my mind trying to figure out what's the best way to explain this in a way that's understandable and where you can apply it to your life to make sure that you are feeling that satisfaction with everything you do. So here we go. We're just going to dive right into it. So a few years ago, this was probably 5 or 6 years ago, I was dealing with extreme anxiety, and it turned out it was from a candida infection that I had in my gut, but it was causing me just this anxiety that I had never had before in my life. And it was really strange. Like, I could be at home and would be fine, but if I got into any kind of stressful situation, I couldn't stay in it. I feel like I would have to leave the room, like I was going to have a panic attack, that my heart was going to explode. It was this really extreme feeling that I was dealing with. And at the time, you know, of course you start thinking like, why is this happening? Why me? You know, what did I do to deserve this? You know, I eat healthy or whatever, you know, those thoughts are. And it was a real struggle. And I'm really glad that I got through it now. You know, I was able to heal myself from the candida. And then, of course, the anxiety went away because it was triggered by that. But I was reflecting on that recently and I was thinking like, you know, one thing that was really strange that would happen to me when I would have these anxiety attacks is all my life I've had this ability to see the positive and stuff. And it was just maybe something I'm born with, or, you know, just luck of the draw, whatever it is. I just would see the silver lining in all cases. And so when I would have this anxiety attack or this stuff would happen where I'm starting to get this feeling, I would almost go into this third person point of view where I'm still me, I'm still operating, I'm still dealing with people in front of me, but third person me is also just observing and talking to myself like, this is a challenge. You can do this. This is all for you. Like coaching myself through this moment. And I didn't really think much about it because that's kind of how my brain works all the time. But today I was really thinking about like, how do I have a positive future? You know, this podcast is growing. There's some avenues or some opportunities that are coming in front of me. And it's hard to decide like which way to go. And you might feel that way too. Like, you might have a life, you have a job, you have a family, like you have all these things, and it's just like, you know, the next thing kind of just happens and you're not sure, you know, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this the most fulfilling thing? How am I supposed to be satisfied with this life that I've created? And it just dawned on me, and I know I've shared this before, that the ultimate thing that we should be focused on, the number one thing, is becoming the most healed version of ourselves. And everything that's happening is giving you that opportunity. But what we have to do is figure out a way to where we can see it externally. Because when you see it externally and you're not in it, you're able to disassociate the you in the situation. You're able to let the ego go and really just focus on what is the most healing way I can process the situation. And the more you do it, the better it will become, the more strong you'll come in that energy. But that's the ultimate goal. It is not to achieve this job. Like, all the external things do not matter compared to this thing. Because imagine this. Imagine if I were to give you the job of your dreams. This is the thing that you wanted all your life, but you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be satisfied. What would you rather have? Would you rather have me say, hey, I'm going to give you this feeling where you're going to have inner peace at all times. You're going to feel good and you're going to be at peace and understanding with everything that happens. Or I'm going to give you the best job in the world. I'm going to give you all the fame in the world. I'm going to give you all the money in the world. I'm going to, you know, give you whatever it is that we desire. The inner peace is the key. That is the only thing that truly matters. And when you have it, you are the wealthiest person on the planet. And when you don't have it, you would probably give anything to have it. You might be thinking, I need to make more money and then I'll feel more at peace. I need to be better looking and I'll be more at peace. I need to achieve this and I'll be more at peace. But that's never going to be the case. It's always going to be, how do I get at peace even while the external world is crazy? Because the external world will always be painful. The external world will always be having these lessons or opportunities. If you look at history, it's always been that way. We, of course, reflect and think, oh, the world maybe used to be better, or when I was a kid, things were better. But that might be true for where you grew up. But as the world as a whole, there are always pain. There is always hurt. There's always these lessons constantly happening. And so the only thing we can truly focus on is being the highest version of ourselves. And the highest version of ourselves is just that version that's at peace at all times, that has love at all times, that has forgiveness at all times. And that's it. All you have to do is figure out what makes you do that. There's not a certain job that's going to do it. It's all about your mindset. It's all about separating yourself from your ego, from how does this affect me, and shifting over to how can I use this to heal? If not me, how can it heal somebody else? When you start putting your focus on how does this heal? Where is the learning from this? Where is the forgiveness in this? Like, how can I get in those energies, either the love energy or the forgiveness energy from this event? And even though it may not benefit me, even though I might suffer, even though this might be something that's extremely painful to me, how can I get through it, learn, grow my wisdom, expand my energy, lift my perspective so that I can give something positive to the world after? And that's all we should be focusing on. And if each and every one of us did that, it would absolutely transform this experience on Earth. And maybe that's where it leads to. Maybe one day we all get to that point to where we're all just serving each other endlessly. Like, we wake up and just focus only on serving. Because if everyone did that, if everyone was just living with a servant heart, you would live in the most abundant place ever. Because everybody's focus would be serving the person next to them. And if everybody's doing it, then everybody's also receiving a service of love constantly. But that's not the case at this time. So many people are operating out of pain. That's the thing we have to understand, is hurt people, and healed people can heal people. And it has to be that way. So we have to decide, where do we want to be on this change? Do we want to be ahead of the curve? Do you want to bring that inner peace within you? Then that has to be the focus. So no matter what is happening, forgive, even if it's not your fault. No matter what is happening, love, even if it's not deserved. Both of those things are not for the person, they're for you. When you forgive somebody, you let something go. When you love something, you are deciding the frequency that you are going to be in. It doesn't matter if they deserve it, because one, everybody deserves it, no matter how bad they are, no matter how hurtful they are, they still deserve love because that is the highest frequency. It may be hard for us to do that. That's our journey. I'm not saying I am a master at that, but that's the perspective we need to get in. And if you can love everything, if you can forgive in every situation, you will have that inner peace. You will find the path in front of you. Those two things will keep you honest. Those two things will keep you in alignment with true source. And it doesn't matter what you've done in the past. Of course, there's consequences to what we've done in the past, but now is all that matters. All we have to do is focus on being in those energies now. You may have been terrible yesterday. You may have been mean, rude, like all those things. But today, you can be different. Nothing has happened to the point to where you can't change your energy right now. Things may have happened that you're going to have to live through the consequences of, but that doesn't mean you can't change your energy. It's never too late to choose success over being right. Success is the frequency that you desire, that love, that peace, that inner healing you that you can absolutely be. That is all we're supposed to be focusing on. And of course, you can do that and make all the money in the world. You can do that and be the most famous person in the world. You can be an artist, you can be a school teacher, you can be all of those things. But just imagine the healed version of you excelling in that environment. Not only would you live a life filled with inner peace and joy and happiness and expansion, but you would also inspire others to do the same because you would be excelling in a position and setting the example of how we're supposed to be. That is all it's about. We are supposed to inspire people on how to be, on how to feel. We're supposed to create that change. And when we're not doing that, we will feel empty. You may not realize it, but subliminally, you know that something is missing, that you are meant to be more. That's as simple as it can be. Everything is abundant. There is no shortage of energy. There is no shortage of frequency. Everything on this earth has been created abundantly. Everything in this universe has been created abundantly. We have to decide, how can we bring love and light in those situations? How can we bring love and light into the major corporations? How can we bring love and light into sports, into politics, into all of those things? How can we be the change? So find your path. Maybe you're meant to be a lawyer, but you're not meant to just be a lawyer. You're meant to be a healed and loving lawyer. Maybe you're meant to be a professional athlete. You're not meant to just be an athlete. You're meant to be the healed and loving you as the athlete. So let's work hard. Let's raise our vibration and be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about what you can do to really set a path forward that will leave you fulfilled and full of that positive energy within. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And of course, if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. There's also going to be a link if you scroll down that just says Facebook group. If you join there, I'm going to be tracking some fitness stuff. If you are someone that needs some motivation to stick to a diet or get on a fitness routine, go ahead and check that out. I'm going to be posting what I'm doing each and every day. It's not really anything too formal. I just wanted a place where I could share those things. And if there's a few people listening that want to be a part of that, you know, check it out. It's just a Facebook group you can join. And, you know, it's not gonna be anything official. It's really just about sharing and growing and achieving our fitness goals together. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. And I can't wait to talk to you next time.